Welcome. This is Miss Quintero's sixth grade music class doing A Charlie Brown Christmas by Charles M. Schulz. Scene 1. It was finally Christmas time, the best time of the year. The houses were strung with tiny cutler lights, their windows shining with warm yellow glow only Christmas could bring. The scents of pine needles and hot cocoa mingled together, whistling through the air, and the sweet sounds of Christmas could be heard in the distance. Fluffy white snowflakes tumbled from the sky onto a group of joyful children as they sang and laughed, skating on the frozen pond in town. Everyone was happy and full of holiday cheer. That is, everyone except for Charlie Brown.
I think there must be something wrong with me. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I might be getting Christmas presents and sending Christmas cards and all that, but I'm still not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel.
Charlie Brown, you are the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem. Maybe Lucy is right. Of all the Charlie Browns, you are the Charlie Browniest.
Rat, nobody sent me a Christmas card today. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have a holiday season to emphasize it? Thanks for the Christmas card you sent me, Violet.
I didn't send you a Christmas card.
Don't you know sarcasm when you hear it?
Everyone seemed to be enjoying themselves, but Charlie Brown was still sad.
I think you have a customer.
May I help you?
I'm in a sad shape.
Hold up there, Charlie Brown. I need 5 cents from you for my kind of advice.
Boy, oh boy, I love the sound of cold, hard cash. The beautiful sound of nickels, nickels, nickels. That beautiful sound of plunking nickels. All right now, what seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as I see on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hyphengeophobia. How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have Ehlers-Fascia. Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia. This is a fear of the ocean. Or Jeffyrobia, which is a fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia?
The fear of everything.
That's it! Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
You need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project. How would you like to be the director of our Christmas play?
Me? You want me to be the director of the Christmas play?
Sure, Charlie Brown. We need a director. You need involvement. We've got a shepherd, musicians, animals, everyone we need. We've even got a Christmas queen.
I don't know anything about directing a Christmas play.
Don't worry, I'll be there to help you. I'll meet you at the auditorium. Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of silly toys or bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
What's going on here? Find the true meaning of Christmas when money, spectacular, super colossal, neighborhood Christmas lights and display contest.
Even his very own dog had gone commercial. The thought of the contest made Charlie Brown feel positively sick. Was money all anyone cared about? Charlie Brown couldn't stand it.
I've been looking for you, big brother. Will you please write a letter to Santa Claus for me? You write it and I'll tell you what I want to say.
Charlie was in a hurry to get to the school auditorium on time for the play rehearsal, but he couldn't say no to his sister.
Okay, shoot.
I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want.
Oh, brother.
Please note the size and color of each item, and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about tens and twenties?
Tens and twenties? Oh, even my baby sister.
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
Our director will be here any minute, and we'll start rehearsal. Here he comes.
Boo! Man's best friend. We're going to do this play, and we're going to do this right.
All right, I'm here to assign the roles. Frida, you're the innkeeper's wife.
Do innkeeper's wives have naturally curly hair?
Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
In spite of my outward appearance, I shall try to run a neat inn.
And Shirley, you're the shepherd.
Ugh, every Christmas is the same. I always end up playing the shepherd.
Snoopy was delighted to play the roles of all the different animals, from sheep to cow to penguin.
Memorize these lines so you can recite them on cue.
This is ridiculous. I can't memorize something like this so quickly. Why should I be put through such agony? Give me one good reason why I shouldn't have to memorize this.
I'll give you five good reasons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Those are good reasons. Christmas is not only getting too commercial, it's getting too dangerous.
And get rid of that ridiculous blanket. What's a Christmas shepherd going to look like holding a silly blanket like that?
All right, let's have it quiet. Places, everybody. Schroeder, set the mood for the first scene. Cut, cut, it's all wrong. Let's rehearse another scene instead.
Pigpen's dust is ruining the style of my naturally curly hair.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
We want a lunch break.
Good grief. There's no time for foolishness. Let's take it from the top again.
What's the matter? Don't you think it's great? Look, let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's ruined by the big Easter syndicate, you know?
Well, this is one place that's not going to be commercial. What our play need is a proper Christmas mood. We need a Christmas tree.
A tree, a big shiny aluminum Christmas tree. That's it. Get the biggest aluminum tree you can find. Maybe paint it pink.
Charlie Brown left Lucy in charge of the rehearsal and set out with Linus to find the perfect tree for their play.
This one seems to need a home.
I don't know. Remember what Lucy said. This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit.
I don't care. We'll decorate it. And it will be just right for our play. Besides, I think it needs me. We're back.
Boy, are you a blockhead, Charlie Brown. You were supposed to get a good tree. Can't you even tell a good tree from a poor tree?
You're hopeless, Charlie Brown.
You've been dumb before, but this time, you really did it.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I don't really know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who understands what Christmas is all about?
Sure, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there we're in the same country, shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them. And they were so afraid. Then the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising a God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Linus is right. I won't let any commercialism ruin my Christmas. I'll take this little tree home, and I'll decorate it, and I'll show them it really will work in our play. I killed it! Everything I touch gets ruined!
I've never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all. Really, maybe it just needs a little love.
Charlie Brown is a blockhead, but he did get a nice tree.
What's going on here?
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
It was a little tree that no one had wanted, and he could hardly believe his eyes. His friend's effort had transformed it into something truly special, and everyone sang. Surrounded by his friends, Charlie Brown realized Linus had been right about the true meaning of Christmas. This was the Christmas spirit he had been looking for all along. At last, the season seemed 100 times brighter, and for Charlie Brown, it was truly the merriest Christmas ever.